Again, thank you to Ronan and Sylvia for hosting. Nice to be back here again. Welcome to everyone again. I think everyone's the same from last time, right? How much any newcomers? No, actually, Noach wasn't here last time, so welcome to Noach.
Thanks, Sam.
And,
never?
Introduce yourself, please.
Okay. So, a couple things. Now, I know initially we had planned to do Sifsei Chayin, the Hakdama l'Chasidus. Now, as I was preparing for this, I felt that it was a little bit too intense in the Chasidus and the Briyas Olam. I felt that we should do Sifsei Chayin on Chanukah first. The next few weeks till Chanukah, we'll learn this. And then we're going to, as long as the Olam is comfortable, move into the Hakdama l'Chasidus. The Hakdama l'Chasidus talks about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and the Tzimtzum and creating a Chalal. So it might have been a little too heavy. We have to ease our way into those inyanim. So the topics through Chanukah are still good. Now, with respect to the Chanukah Svarim, the Mechaber, and the Mechaber is Rabbi Kraus and Rav Mendelevich. Rabbi Kraus writes the inside here, and Rav Mendelevich puts the outside and gathers all the sources. And we actually spoke to Rav Mendelevich. He might actually come here. We worked out it works for you and everyone else Thursday night. He lives in Muncie Thursday night before Chanukah. As we get closer, we'll try to arrange for that to make a nice big thing here for the Sifsei Chayin Chabura. So we're working out with Rabbi Rubenstein, who does the Sifsei Chayin in the mornings on Thursday. So we're trying to coordinate all of that. So now there's a Sefer in Chanukah that exists. So whoever wants, maybe you can have a sign-up sheet tomorrow after the shiur. Let me know whoever wants, and I'll pick them up tomorrow. They have a bunch in Z. Berman. They're going to. They have a few in the warehouse. Probably won't be here until next week. But whoever wants, let me know. We'll keep a list, and I'll pick it up for Mirtz Hashem next week. Sorry? It's called Sifsei Chayin. Same exact Mechaber, but this is on Chanukah, and then again we'll work our way to the Hakdama l'Chasidus. Okay, now the goal here is not to necessarily finish everything here, hopefully we will finish it, but to take it slow and learn together some of the concepts. I'll make some of my own ha'aros and comments along the way, but the whole idea is to really learn a deeper way of Chasidus. The Sifsei Chayin is a deeper understanding of Chasidus. Like, there are different levels. There's the Kedushas Levi, the Shemesh Shmuel, which are considered more basic levels of Chasidus. Sifsei Chayin digs in very, very deep into how to Chasidus, even borderline some inyanim of Kabbalah, which we'll get to and get exposed to. So the way he suggests the learning is first to learn the inside, the whole way through, the inside letters, the inside words, the whole way through. We're not going to do that. We're going to try to break it in sections. We'll work on the inside, then we'll work on the outside, and I'll make some, again, comments along the way, and feel free to stop me. Anything you don't understand, I'll try to explain. So it begins right in the beginning, Bereishis. This is, again, the one in Chanukah, but everything begins with Bereishis. That Bereishis Briyas Shemayim V'aretz Amar Shem Yisbarach Yihi Or. Right in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light. V'nivra Or Gadol V'kadosh She'aleh Amru Chachmeinu Zal. He created this powerful, this magnificent light, Shinivra b'sheishes yimei b'reishes. This tremendous light that was there during the 6 days of creation, and Adam was sofa bo mi sofa olam vad sofa. Man, Adam Harishon, was able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So look at the Os Aleph on the top right here. He says, Ha'or ha'ganas nignas l'tzadikim. That this hidden light, we'll see how it was hidden and which way it was hidden for the tzaddikim. Amru chachmeinu zal. Now, one of the important things of learning chassidus is when we go to yeshiva, those who spend time in yeshiva, we get to a gata gemara, so no one knows what to do with a gata gemara.
What is that?
Zichron levracha. So no one knows in yeshiva really what to do with a gata gemara. My Rebbe Rav Shechter, when we got to Agata Gemara's in the Kollel, he would ask halachic questions that stem from Agata, which itself is an important inyan. But most Agatas and the Gemara's in Chagiga talk about various Rekim and Malachim. No one knows what to do with them. But when you learn Chassidus, it brings everything to light. No pun intended there, but everything becomes so clear with learning Chassidus. So take a look. Or Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a Gemara right now. Or Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu B'yom Rishon. Adam tzofe bo misofa olam ad tzofa. It's the Gemara that says this. They're not Chassidus. This is the Gemara. Now, you should also know that in the Hakdama to Ein Yaakov, the Rambam, they quote from the Rambam that hidden in Agata is sod, all of secrets, which is Chassidus, which is Machshava Nister, is all hidden in Agata. That's the Rambam writes this. So the Gemara says, Kevin shenistakel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dor hamabul, which is this week's Parsha, Hashem looked at the generation of the Mabul, of the flood, Ubordar Flaga, Virashim Asem Mikukalam. He saw that their actions were disgraceful, that they were involved in Znus and Arayos and Gezela. Amad Viganzumahem. Hashem took this light and he hid them in such a place that they couldn't access it. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk Eov, Vayimna Merisham Orem. Vayimna means to refuse. He held back from the Rishayim the light. Ulami Ganzu, to whom did he hide the light for? The Tzadikim Las Lava was saved for the Tzadikim. Shenemar Or Zarul Tzadik. The Tzadik, the Or, the light, was preserved for the Tzadik. And this Pasuk is very important. One of the questions they ask in Chassidus and again Kabbalah is, how did the Rashbi write the Zohar? How was he able to write the Zohar? The Moshe Beinu never wrote anything about what exists in the Zohar. All the Torah's Nister. Where did the Rashbi come away? The writing things that he was given access that Moshe didn't have access to. There's a question that many Svarim talk about, how Chassidus came down, that Chassidus was nor first was hidden. Or when I say Chassidus, it means anything that is that other world of Halacha. It could include Kabbalah, Machshava. That was a hidden world, that it wasn't accessible to Moshe Rabbeinu to a certain extent. And what was the great raya we have from the Gemara? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand Rabbi Akiva. Right? He wanted to know what the point of all the little things on top of the osios were. So he says, well, what are these little letters? These on top of the shin, they're these little lines. What are those lines for? And so the Gemara says it's going to be one day there's going to be a great Talmud, Chacham Rabbi Kiva, who's going to darshan every single little black ink mark. So Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in the back of the classroom. He says, where are you getting this halachas from? How are you darshaning these letters? And he says, it's all halacha Moshe Mishinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very satisfied with that response, even though Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand it. But you see from the Gemara that there were areas of halacha or Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fully grasp, that Rabbi Akiva, later generations, understood. So the idea that this light, this Oraganas, was made more accessible as generations went on, from the Rashbi, later on to the Arizal, to the Baal Shem Tov, and all that world of Chassidus, and to the Sfardim as well, the accessibility to the light was more available. So that's the Or Zeruah Tzadik. There's an Or Zeruah, there's a Sefer called the Or Zeruah, one of the Rishonim. Now, it's brought down in the Sefer Okeach that when a person writes a Sefer, they hide their name in the name of the Sefer. So if the Sefer's name is something more obvious, my brother-in-law wrote a Sefer, his name is Reuven. So the name of the Sefer is Ginas Reuven. Okay, that's an obvious one. So others hide their name in the secret ways in the name of the Sefer. The Or Zeruah has nothing to do with the author's name. So how come the author named it Or Zeruah? So there was a Shiley had once, how to spell the name Akiva on a ksub or a get. Do you spell it with a hey at the end or an aleph at the end? So he had a dream. It is a Rishon that writes this in the Hakdama to the Sefer Or Zeruah. It's a Rishon on Halacha. It's quoted many times in the Beis Yosef. The Or Zeruah writes in his Hakdama, very small Hakdama, I had a dream, and in the dream, the Pasuk Or Zeruah Latzadik Ulishe Lev Simcha appeared to him, and the Sofei Tevos of the Pasuk Or is Resh, Zeruah is Ayin, Or Zeruah Latzadik is Kuf, Or the Zeruah Tzadik Yishrei Lev Simcha. It's all Ayin Kuf Yud Veis Hey are the Sofei Tevos of this pasuk. And we say this pasuk. When do we say this pasuk so prominently? Yom Kippur, right? Kol Nidre Or Zeruah Tzadik, which is the yahrzeit of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva was an individual who knew more, whatever that means, than Moshe Rabbeinu. It was an Or that was hidden and preserved for the Tzadik, someone like Rabbi Akiva and that type. So then, continuing on the inside, it says, Rabbi Levi, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, amar lamid vav shaos shimsha osaha ora. That light that was really available was functioning for 36 hours of the world, through day one and half of day two. It's 36 hours. We're not going to get to it tonight, but he's going to go through what 36 hours means as he develops this idea later on. Okay, if you skip now, if you go now to the paragraph HaKavana, just skip that next paragraph, the Zohar. It's the same idea, we could skip the Zohar. HaKavana hu, the intention here is, Sheganaz osan oros la tzadikim, shasidim lavo l'olam hazeh. Hashem had hidden that light for the tzadikim to come. K'mos shekasu b'noam elimelech, dat tzadik haholech b'darche Hashem, be'emes u'betamim, a lav nira v'nigla or haganas. Who's the one to be zocha? The Noam Elimelech is known as the different svarim out there. The Baal Tanya is known as the Sefer Beinoni. It's all about what a Beinoni means, those who learn Tanya. The Noam Elimelech is referred to the Sefer of the Tzadikim. He always talked about the Tzadik. That was the focus of the Noam Elimelech. And Rabbi Nachman's Svarim is referred to as the Sefer of the Rishayim, how to even build the people who are low to elevate them. So the Noam Elimelech, in almost every single piece, is talking about the role of a Tzadik. And so again, he says, the Tzadik that's holich b'darchei Hashem be'emes u'betamim, a Tzadik who walks the path of Hashem in the right way, in the proper way, a lav nira v'nigla or haganas, that's the Tzadik who's going to be zocha to that hidden light. U'bechol yom v'yom, shehetzadik holich b'madrega yoser nisgal loha or yoser. When it comes to learning these inyanim, guys, a lot of it has to do with siyata d'shmaya and tefillah. It doesn't have to do with other things. When a person has this certain level of muna and just working on themselves in the Shemayim and Anivis and all the midos that come along with it, a person's zocha to that light becomes clearer and clearer. That's what he says. Every single day that tzaddik goes up levels in his midos of being a tzaddik, he's neskal aloha or yoser. The light becomes even clearer to him. She yichlu liros bezeh ha'or misofa olam ad sofa. He's able to see that vision from one end of the earth to the other. So this is a key. Those who want to, the different svarim that one has to learn to enter into this world of chassidus. We're not going in the order that's really prescribed, but there are two svarim that they suggest. One is Shari Ora, which possibly next year with the expansion of Emek HaMelech, I'm hoping Rav Weinberg will give me the task of learning Shari Ora. That's my favorite sefer of this. So I'm hoping I'll get that ability to learn that. But the other sefer that one must learn is Shari Kedusha, written by Rav Chaim Vital. Shai Kedusha says that prerequisite to enter into this world of learning these svarim is midos. Midos is a prerequisite. A person has to fine-tune their midos in every which way in order to get involved, exposed to this world. And that's what he means here in the Omer Lemelech, that a tzaddik needs to work on himself to have that or being much clearer to him. Written by, it's a Rishon. I don't remember his name. It's a funny last name, so I always forget the name of it. It's a Rishon. He's actually quoted in Shulchan Aruch one time that I'm familiar with in the halachas of Kiddush Levana, which is tonight, you could say, the first time tonight. He's the opinion that says wait 7 days to say Kiddush Levana. It's a Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch because it's based on the Sfiros. But he's a Rishon, and he's accepted by everyone. So he talks about the different Sfiros and the definitions of Sfiros. Okay, so then he writes, Vayter on the side, V'chein maybe mishmo Tamido Hagadol Bezera Kodesh, Talmud of the Baal Shev, the Noam Elimelech, says that Humosif Tavlin, he adds a little bit flavor to it. The idea is, Shea Tzadikim Ayidei Tzidkasam, a Tzadik through his Tzidkus, Shea Tzadik Bemunasa Yichya, Pasuk says. That's a Pasuk, the end of Makos, they quote this Pasuk, that everything is predicated on a Muna. They tried taking the 613 mitzvos and breaking them down into different levels, and to smaller mitzvahs and smaller, and finally everything is broken down to emuna. Emuna was really the source. She tzadik v'emunasa yichya. He really lives off of emuna. V'emuna hu lashon vayhi omein es hadasa. Omein means to draw from hadasa. Shu lashon hanhaga v'amshacha. What does that mean? That person who has emuna is able to draw kedusha. He's able to draw from that light, draw from that ore. Mamshichin ha'or hazel l'chol hashiva yimei abinyan. That a person who has access, who has emuna, he's able to draw these seven layers, the seven midos of the spheros. Who say he says u'mashaya tchila, that which was in the beginning, or shaya or tchila or haganas nisgal l'tzadikim. Okay, that which was hidden initially to tzadikim, or for the tzadikim, it becomes revealed to tzadikim through emuna. Meaning emuna is the key to this, the or. Shehem yihu roim bo mamshichin osal la'olam. That a person's able to access that or when a person has that trust, that emuna. And that's why he writes, lachain, the or is gematria raz. The same exact gematria, because that or is supposed to be hidden in such a place that only tzaddikim are able to access this. And then he writes to the end here, ayin sham shemivar sha or haisa genuza ba mochin. Okay, this gets a little bit, I'll explain what that means in a second. The light is hidden in the mochin. Mochin means brains. Shema gimel harishonos. The gimel rishonos, they're really 10 spheros. The gimel mochim are referring to, there's a chabad, which is a chachma, bina v'das, and there's also Kesser working with Das, but the three mochim that are above. Chachma refers to wisdom. A person builds up a certain knowledge base. Bina represents the ability to dissect things. And Das is a little bit tricky how Das works out. Das is somewhat of a fusion of the two, bring them together. That's Chachma, Bina, Vadas. Those are the three mochim, the three parts how the brain works. And then there, the tzaddikim are mamshichin osa la'midol shema zayin tachtonim. The tzaddikim bring it down to seven midos. The seven midos are chesed, gvura, tferes, netach, hod, yisod, and malchus. We'll get to those as we go further. Everyone's good?
Okay. This is the first, I think, it's like this pasuk and Rashi, this, or the gunnus, it's going on, I don't forget which the Rashi is going on, which word in the Torah. But it doesn't say it's put away for the tzaddikim wasid lovo, and here it seems to be saying that tzaddikim have access.
Sure, yes. It's a very good point. There is an inyan of me'ein olm haba, even in olm hazeh. Shabbos, for example, is an example of me'ein olm haba in this world. When tzaddikim learn in this world, they have access to that me'ein olm haba, b'olm hazeh. That's what it means.
Molad is the aura is the clarity as opposed to a brightness.
Yeah, 100%. Right. We use aura. A lot of the image of aura, we use light and the sun as just an image for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and energy, if you will. It works in a very similar way to the way light works, but it's obviously not light. It's this, not even, it could be clarity, I guess, could be a good way to put it. Clarity, energy, some type of force. But light is used as a model all the time for this level of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole idea, of course, is trying to understand Hashem. That's the whole point of everything. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Hagdama to Chassidus talks about, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to mitzamtzem himself, hide himself in a way to allow us to be created. And the whole point of this world is try to uncover all the hidden places Hashem is to see that light. Because even though he hides himself, it doesn't mean he doesn't exist everywhere. He exists everywhere, we just can't see it. And we have to uncover everything that we encounter, whether it's something physical, whether it's even in the bathroom, it's everywhere. We just have to find Hashem in every aspect of life. Okay, let's now take a look. Let's go a little further inside the center piece here. The Ha'ira Lamed Vav Shos. Now, this light was lasting for 36 hours. The Kasher Ra She'en Kedai She'esham Yisham Shubo. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu realized that it wasn't Kedai for Russia to use this light, he realized that Dor Mabel were in Zoche to use this light, they would misuse it. So Gunzu, now turning to the next page, Gunzu L'Tzadikim, he hid it for the Tzadikim She'bechol Dor V'Dor. He left it for the Tzadikim to try to uncover. V'Heichan Gunzu, where can you find this hidden light? Ba'Torah HaKadosha. Inside the learning of the Torah, that's where you find this hidden light. So if you take a look, if you just pause there just for a moment, if you go back now to the first page, the bottom left, HaTorah Hu HaLevush LeHaor HaGanus. So he's saying that the Torah is really enveloping the hidden Kedusha, the hidden Or of this Or HaGanus. So he writes, Hispir B'Mori Naim. The Mori Naim writes, She'Or HaGanus Yakar Me'od LaHasiga. The Or HaGanus is something that's very precious. And Al Zeh Amar David, David says, Baruch Hinavshi Es Hashem, Ach Shelokai Gadalta Ma'od, Hashem is so great, La'asikcha, you can't really understand Hashem, Akein Amar Hod V'Hadar L'Vashe, therefore it has to be enclosed by something, B'Levushin. Meaning, the way the world works, and the way Chassidus works are very similar. Physically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't see Him, so Hashem had to hide Himself physically, and now we have all these levushim, the tables, the chair, this is all hiding Hashem. And in Ruchnius, in understanding the Torah, that's the same thing. The hidden Torah, the sod, is all hidden underneath the layers of the Torah, pshat and drush. And if you uncover all those hidden secrets, it's behind the face value of the Torah. So he says further, Ba'ofen shekol echad yuchal lahasiga me'atorah. Every single person is capable of finding that hidden light that's hidden in the Torah. Kifi mashu roa derech halavushin habihiris. Depending on each person's ability to see through the clouds, to see through the screens, we can all access this or in some level. Kishemesh umogin Hashem Elokim. the Shemesh, the sun, and there's this protection, meaning, Kimo Shemesh Iafshar Lestakabo, a person can't stare at the sun. Kim Ayde Magin, you need a shield, you need sunglasses to be able to see the sun. Kach Be'elef Alfe Elafim Havdalos, so too, or Atzmuso, or Hebirhir Iafshar Lechaladim Lasigo. If we were to look at the light of this hidden Torah, we wouldn't be able to do that. Just like you can't look directly at the sun, you can't learn directly this Or HaGanus. It has to be covered in many, many different layers. And what? Tzadikim could do it, again, in layers and madrigos. That's why everything in Chassidus is always Hakdam. It's all called Hakdamos. It's about peeling off layers till things become clearer and clearer. So for us, you know, learning the Gata and the Gemara, that's like the very surface, that's one layer. You dig a little deeper, you learn Leben Yehoyada, that's a little deeper. You learn Hashem Shmuel, Bar Dichever, you get a little deeper. You learn Oig Yisrael, each type of Sefer gets you a little bit deeper to uncovering it, getting familiar with the terms, the Shari Ora. All those halachos are gates. Shari Ora, Shari Kedusha, they're called gates because they give you further access into the deeper Or HaGanus. And the greater a person is, the greater access he really has. And that's what the... we say in the Birchas Shema, we say, V'har erinenu b'sor asecha. Har erinenu, our eyes become clear b'sor asecha. By learning Torah, that makes our vision much clearer. V'har erinenu, that it lightens our eyes, V'har erinenu b'sor asecha. So I saw in Rabbi Biderman, he explains, V'har erinenu, erinenu is lashon of ayin, the letter ayin. Through the ayin, through the shivim panim shel Torah, through the 70 ways of learning Torah, an ayin is able to lighten a person, enlighten a person, give him that access by learning Torah. You have that clear vision, that clear eye of seeing that Or HaGanus that's hidden. There's a medrash that says, when it came to Adam HaRishon and Nechava, so they wore Kasnas Or. Kasnas Or was a covering, a leather, spelled with an ayin, ayin vav resh. But the medrash says that Rabbi Meir had a Sefer Torah that was written Kasnas Or written with an aleph. So, forgetting the mistake of or how do you write the Sefer Torah, what's kosher, what's not kosher, how did the Rebbe Meir get to a kasnas or of light, a light that was covering his body? So the idea is that Rebbe Meir, whose name itself, Meir, means to meir, to bring light, he was zocha to have this access because by learning the shivim panim shel Torah, by learning that ayin, all aspects of Torah, is able to turn the or with an ayin into an or with an aleph to bring light to everything. The whole point is to expose all the klipos, all the different layers of skin, to access the hidden oraganas that's deep within. And that's the inyan of learning. Now, to say further, the Svarim tell us that we know Torah is compared to many different things. And one of the things Torah is compared to is dvash, honey. And the Gemara, the Chazal tells that dvash represents the hidden secrets of Torah, the sod. That's why it's so sweet. When a person accesses that Or HaGanus, it's called Vash. It's sweet. So the Gemara tells us in Yuma that if a person's very sick and he can't see, so you give him Dvash. Dvash somehow helps the vision. So we see that aspect, that element of learning Or HaGanus is connected to the ability to see the Or HaGanus is connected to learning the Pnimiyas Shel Torah. It's that idea that V'har Einenu B'sor Asecha, that by learning Torah, it gives vision. By learning the Dvash, it gives us further vision. So the further, the deeper a person learns, the greater clarity one has. Okay, so...
Since the upsharing, they bring the child up to a rub or the shear, they give honey on the olive bed, they give him honey on a spoon.
Yeah. So that's, I guess, his first taste of the sweetness, but I'm not sure that's... We're not giving him yet the Or HaGanus, but maybe he's a little taste of what it will be like. Right.
Is that the same at the end of the Simshon? They were named the Sarah Sakh, and that's the same type of look.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so, yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's go a little further inside now, inside the main section. Ulasa love on the future, Bimheri Amenu, Yisgale Zeha or Aganuz, Aide Melch Mashiach Lechol Yisrael. In the future, we're all going to have access to this. The Zohar writes that as the generations get closer to Mashiach, more and more people are going to be learning Pnimiyas HaTorah. And finally, when Mashiach comes, everyone's going to be learning this Pnimiyas HaTorah. Those who've tasted what Pnimiyas HaTorah is, it's incredible to see how everything connects to each other. There's one level of learning Nigla and Pshat and Drush, But once you get to the Panemius, there's a whole other world out there, and everything just intertwined and connected in a magnificent way. And those who haven't yet gotten there, as you do learn more and more of this, you'll just be enamored by the depth that exists. Okay, so now he says, if you look inside further, Vihinei apa pisha or ganus, even though that light is hidden away, im kol ze adayin zachu Yisrael b'chol hadoros shayu tzadikim shezachu l'kaba or hanivua. Even though that light is hidden in such a way, Klai Yisrael is still zoch in every generation that they're going to be tzadikim who have access to that or hanivua. Aidei ho or ganus. We know there are certain gedolim have the ability to see things. So their access to this oraganus sheheiru lufneim that becomes so clear in front of their eyes. Lohodiyam es dvar Hashem ladas ha-maisa sheyasun, to tell them what to do. They understand how to paskin, how to give advice. V'zeh nimshach ad haschalas tkufas bayi sheni. This continued until the beginning of bayi sheni, whereby we lost nevuah. So the nevuah was a certain level of clarity in the world. But even after nevuah, he explains, achar kach kasher nishastayma tkufas ha-nevim, when the door was shut for the nevuah, there's no longer prophecy was allowed. Hayah ha'olam mu'utaf b'choshech, the world was covered in darkness. Gadol mibli or ha'nevuah, there's no more any access to nevuah at that point after the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Vayidei zeh hisafshir l'malchus yavan hanikreis choshech, that came allowed, that void allowed the yavan, the Greeks, to come in, and the Greeks are referred to as choshech. He goes on to prove how they're called choshech. But once they came in, they started to cover everything up. They stopped everyone from learning Torah, l'shtalit al b'nei Yisrael, to rule over Am Yisrael. V'chshichu aneim aydei shetirgimus haTorah l'sfas yivanis. They darkened the eyes of Am Yisrael by translating the Torah into Greek. And the kavana zedonis with a intent, l'haros she'ein barimozim p'nimiyim v'sodos rakapshat hapashit. There's nothing deep about Torah. What's the difference whether it's in Hebrew or whether it's Greek, whether it's English? We obviously know when you translate the Torah, everything's lost other than the Peshat. They say you don't need depth, you don't need pnimius. The idea of Yavon is about Choshech, hiding all the darkness, a very chitzoni, it's a very external, very superficial way of learning. Now the truth is, this very much connects to this week's Parsha. Because at the end of the Parsha, when Noach and his children come out of the Teva, we know the Maisa took place with Cham, and Cham took advantage, or whatever the Maisa with Noach was at Erva. And so the Pasuk says, when they Cham told his brothers what was going on, so it says, Vayikach Shem Vayefes, es HaSimla. They took the Simla, they took the garment, Vayasimla Shem Shneem, they put it on the shoulders, and they covered up their father Noach. So Rashi says, how come it says Vayikach Shem Vayefes? It should say Vayikhu Shem Vayefes. They both took. Why did it say Vayikach? And so Rashi comments there, Vayikach Shem Vayefes means because Shem al Shem she nisametz b'mitzvah yoser miyefes. He was nisametz. He was chazak v'yametz, means to be strong. He was more passionate about the mitzvah. But as opposed to yefes, he was not. So listen to this. So Rashi says Shem azocha tetal shel tzitzis, which is a type of covering. And Yefes was zocha to kvura, which is not much of a zechus. What does that mean? Kvura and talis, not very fair. So then Siv here explains that Yefes was all about the external. Yefes means yafe, to be beautiful. So he was concerned with the appearance. He doesn't want his father being seen. He had respect for kavod abrios, which is a big inyan. So he was zocha to kavod abrios, having the dead buried, kavod ames, but a very external type of covering. Shame was doing it l'mitzvah. He wasn't doing it for the external reason. He was doing it for the penimius, the inner reason of the shame mitzvah. He was nis'ametz l'mitzvah. And because he was doing this for the shame mitzvah, he was zocha to another type of covering, a talus, which was a mitzvah. So this is the inyan of yefes being external, and shame, which means a name, the essence of a person is a name. Shame represents that which is penimius. Well, Lishma also, Lishma, the kavana, the inner kavana, the inner intent of a person. So the Shema Shmuel explains in the Dvarim that that's the whole idea of Yevanis. What's a language? A language is taking my machshavos that are inside and speaking and saying them on the outside. The Lashon HaKodesh is able to take that which is on the inside and bring it to the outside. But then when you get into the world of other languages, it's all external. It takes away from the Torah. It takes away from the essence of a person. And therefore, it was a terrible thing of translating into Yavanis, because that was external. That was Yefes, all external. It lost all the depth of the Torah, all the depth of a person. And so the Indian of burial, this talis and kavura, a person gets buried, there are really two things going on. One is a person gets buried because it's kavata brios, kavata meis. That was Yefes. But there's another element, a deeper understanding of kavura, which is hachana for tchias meisim. By burying in the ground, it's an Indian of being zoreya. You're planting a seed. You take a seed of a watermelon, which is dead, and you put it into the ground, it grows into be a watermelon. So you take a body, a yid, you put him into the ground, it's a halchana for the zriya of that tchias meisim. And therefore, since it's l'shem mitzvah, we put him in a talis. The talis is going to give him the respect around covering himself when he's grown, when he comes up for tchias meisim, he has the mitzvah of a talis. And that's the Indian of the chitzonius of yefes versus shem, which was the pnimius. It was zocha to a mitzvah, the hidden tchias meisim of kvura. So the Gra writes that on the pasuk Eishes Chayil, and on Sheker Chayin Hevel Yofi, that Sheker Chayin Hevel Yofi, Chayin is Sheker, Yofi is Hevel. All that stuff, Yefes is all disgusting. It's all nonsense. But Yiras Hashem, he tesalel. What it means is when there's Yiras Hashem, when there's a Lishma, he tesalel means even the Sheker, even the Chayin and Yofi, even that's going to be tesalel. That's what the Gra says. When something's only external, then it's worthless. But when there's penemius, when there's essence to a person, when there's a shame, then even the yefes, even the beauty on the outside, has tremendous meaning. That's the inyan of Eishes Chayil, of Sheker Chayin Vehevel Yofi. So let's just read a little bit further, then maybe we'll stop. Exactly. It's all connected. He's got. I'm reading the whole piece, but I would imagine he's connecting all those 36. That's the panemius of the Torah of the Neiros. Neiros represents. Exactly. It's all about that. That's the essence of how to overcome the panemius of Torah Shebaal Peh. All that. Yeah. Okay. Let's. You know what? We did a lot tonight. Let's stop here. And the Mirza Hashem, we will continue next week. And whoever wants, just make a list if you want, and I'll be there to try to pick up next week.